and $8,000 in additional salary for John Batson. And that was added in the, on page 3, where it says, Water Fund Admin Finance Town Clerk. We added $4,000 salary and the commensurate benefit changes in there. We also, in order to make the numbers perfectly balanced, we added a line item. The previous version of this that you had, we were showing a slight surplus between the revenues and expenses in the Water and Sewer Fund. To account for that surplus and make the balance, the fund balance, we have a line item in our budget that says Water and Sewer Expense Reserve Fund that we haven't put any money in the past few years. So this year we're showing that the difference between the revenues and expenditures will go into that line. That's the $114,250. The other change that we made is on page 1. I'm sorry, did you say how much in that last one?
Do you remember? And the water.
Which number?
Water transfer.
The changes are already in there. We added the $4,000 in change to the top line, the Water Fund Admin Finance Town Clerk, to cover that increase in John's salary for the amount of water fees and all that he collects.
Right.
And then I put in the line item for Water and Sewer Reserve. If you remember on the last form, Chuck, this is
zero. That was zero.
Yeah, and okay. So we had lower expenses than we had revenue, so this balances it.
Okay.
That takes care of the thing you asked me about today. So then we have to go back to general fund expenditures on page 1. And there was a change in the finance department line item. That number was $61,875. Actually, it was a little bit less than that. But the Citizens Finance and Budget Advisory Committee, when they were looking through the budget at their last meeting, found a typing error where an amount of $51,000 had been entered as $5,100 in the worksheet. So that number went up to correct that. And the net effect of that was the number that we had. If you look in revenues, the fund balance appropriated on page 2, it went from a little over $180,000 to $213,000 to account for that difference. And that was the, I'll show you if anybody, what we found. On this document, if anybody has it with you, it's on page 9, under the line item for insurance and bonds, where it's essentially where we pay for the town's liability insurance and our property insurance and things like that. That was supposed to have been carried across at $51,000. It was carried across at $5,100 when they entered it on the final column, the departmental request. You can see that the encumbered amount for this year is already $57,000. So what I did, we also decided that since this covered all of the town buildings and assets, that we would round it up to $60,000 and then split the difference between the Water and Sewer Fund and the General Fund. So that corrected that. Other than that, everything is the same thing that you all saw Thursday.
They, have you talked, since our last meeting, who have you talked to with the Citizens Advisory? You had any more discussions with Grace or Bill?
Yeah, they're the ones who brought this to our attention.
And they mentioned about the salaries and stuff that they'd like it?
That they'd like what?
To be able to pull out the salaries for the department heads.
that are appropriated to the different departments.
They'd like to know if they're split between water and sewer. If you could highlight that for them, that they'd appreciate that.
They're not asking for individual salaries.
No. They just want to know, you know, what...
When it's a split, you know, how it's split.
How it's split.
So it'll be a little easier on them, so...
Right.
But they also were suggesting that we take, we do some pie charts on the budget and show where the money goes by department. So you would see in the general fund, I've done a rough draft of that. For example, the police department is 34%, or 35% of the general fund. Streets and sanitation is about 30%, and the rest of everything that we do is the other 30%.
I think that would be a very good idea, just to show to the public.
Yeah, that's the whole idea that we're trying to get this into.
So that they can understand where their monies are going.
And then as further drilling down into that, the idea would be to take this total number of, like say for the general fund, of $2,885,000 and show what percentage of that goes to pay salaries. What percentage of that is for trucks and cars and stuff like that. What percentage is for legal fees, and also that people have an idea of where the money's going.
That'd be a great idea.
Yes.
And if we could get that done, it might be even worth sending out in our newsletter.
Well, what we would do is also post it on the town website so anybody could look at it.
Well, you've even got my wife watching the website every week.
Oh, yeah?
Or I should say,
I didn't.
Nancy has.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
So, gentlemen, that's the budget. Again, this number is significantly, is down by about $1 million from last year, but that's because we finished the sewer project, which we were accounting for in last year's budget. The rest of this is pretty much boilerplate stuff. I do have a notation in here that all of our various fees and charges remain unchanged from last year. That the salaries, there's no cost of living adjustment, but there is a 3% merit raise across the board. And we called Dennis and Sonny and Harold, and Dennis thought he had included that in his number that he gave us, that 3% for him was also included.
Well, that's not the impression I got when I talked to him. But
well,
he never just talked.
He was just saying he thought that they were going to get 3%.
Right.
So, that the department.
So it may or
not. No, but that he was involved in it.
No, all I know is that he said that when I said they're looking to give the 3% to the department heads, and he said, "Oh, I thought that they did that already." So that's how he.
See, and if he had it in his number to start with, I didn't change that. The only thing I did,
No, it's just that when I had a discussion with him, he was under the, but you guys just talked to him. So,
right. So anyway,
just act of surprise. So,
all right.
So 3% for those guys would total.
Well, it would total roughly. $7,200 include, see, because it's not enough just to say 3% raise. We got to adjust the FICA and the
that's
the insurance and the retirement and the 501k and all of that stuff. So, what I came up with is we would have to put an additional $1,300 in streets and sanitation, $1,300 in water and sewer, $2,600 in the police department, and $2,000 in the fire department. And those are round numbers. But that covers the 3% salary increase plus all the benefits that are affected by that. And I rounded it up just in case I was doing a real rough and ready. The problem is in the copy of the budget book that I towed around with me, I don't have individual salaries because we just decided that if I left it laying somewhere, it'd be unfortunate, you know. So my copy just has the departmental salaries as a whole. So we had to call those guys to get these numbers. So there, here's where we are.
Thank you for the work.
So we need a motion to change that?
Need a motion to add it. And you don't know whether Dennis is or not included?
Well, it doesn't.
It's supposed to.
We can add it, and then if we don't spend it.
And then figure out later whether it's.
Yeah, let's go ahead and make sure that it is.
Mr. Knuth.
Sure.
Do we do that here in the public hearing, or do we have to wait in the meeting to adjust these numbers?
Well, you can do it here, and you're going to adopt it during the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we adjust the numbers to reflect 3% raises for the department heads.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. So if y'all want to make these changes on your sheet that you have, if you go to page one, the police department number where it says 962-626 will now be 965-226. Streets and sanitation where it says 855-975 will now be 857-275. And so the new
fire department?
The fire department will be 265. No, I'm sorry, it's 265-088 now. It'll be 267-088. And so that will change the total at the bottom, 2885552 plus 2891452. And then we have to make one more change. So on that same page, don't go anywhere yet. The bottom, I'm sorry, on the next page on revenues. So we want to take 289452 minus 2885552. So the fund balance appropriated will go from 213,317 to 219,217.
Okay.
And then in the water and sewer fund, in water fund operations, on page three, which says water fund operations, you've got 1,155,825. That number will now be 1,157,125. And the number below that, the water and sewer reserve number, will drop from 114250 to 112950.
112950.
And there shouldn't be any change in the total, because we just swapped those numbers around. Okay?
I'm sorry for the.
You want me to just make a copy of this?
Yeah, that's fine. Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Anybody? Jim?
No, sir.
Chuck?
No, sir.
Barry?
No, sir. Not long.
25
minutes from now.
Fuller & Company.
Phyllis!
There's a welcome you can't pass up.
You came early.
Oh, you did already? Thank you very much. Do I have to fight the crowd?
Did you have
20 minutes?
I guess I can go ahead and make a motion to close this public hearing.
Yes.
Yep.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Mary? You can run on with your
agenda paper. I'm going to go get me a tuna fish sandwich.
Ooh, I'm glad you're sitting down there.
Just because of that, I'm going to have extra onions.
Just stay down
maybe
there.
Maybe throw on a little garlic.
Yeah. Well, you're running short on time, so we're trying to
run short on time. So run. Run short. Run fast.
Derek Thordain, huh?